Town is the story of a man named John who despises the town he lives in, the small town in rural Alabama, and contacted us about it and wanted us to come down and basically like investigate all the terrible things that he said were happening there.
And we should say here that S-Town stands for what?
S-Town stands for, and I'm quoting John here, town. That's what he referred to with disgust and also a little bit of love, his hometown as, over and over and over again.
John first contacted you a few years ago, and you corresponded for a long time. Can you describe some of those early email exchanges and phone calls with him?
Oh, geez. Yeah. I mean, I think he kind of saw himself as a whistleblower on this small town he lived in Alabama. You know what I mean? And he's sending me little snippets of conversation that he's overheard at the gas station, you know, or around the corner, or that he heard at the grocery store or the Dollar General. Or he's sending me, you know, links to sex offender registries or to, you know, incidents involving like a man trying to run over his wife with a bobcat. He's just like, you got like whistleblowing on this place. Like, this place is bad and there's problems here and I need you to get a sense of it.
At the same time, he's calling you at 1:30 in the morning, or at one point you're there with him here in Alabama and he's pouring potassium cyanide into a bucket right in front of you, or he's going to the bathroom in his kitchen sink. I mean, did you ever at any point think, this guy's crazy?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course he's a little crazy. That's why I liked him. Yeah, he is a wild card, you know?
Mm-hmm. There is racism that you encounter while you're reporting this. At one point, you're down here in a tattoo parlor with a bunch of guys, and the racist epithets start to fly. You are then dating a woman you're now married to who's African-American. That was a little uncomfortable for me. How did you deal with that situation?
It was, I mean, it's still uncomfortable for me to think about. Like, it was, you know, a situation where I stayed quieter rather than spoke up and kind of just tried to let it slide. And I have the luxury of doing that because I'm a white dude. You know, I was there trying to dig up some information about a potential murder. Like, I was already kind of nervous being in that situation. And so even though things were being said that I couldn't disagree with and be upset by more, arguing about it or like really pushing back a ton didn't seem like necessarily like the wisest thing to do, both to like try and dig up information about this potential murder I was looking into, but also just like being there alone, you know?
How much of S-Town is murder mystery and how much of it is just putting a really tight lens on a part of the country that isn't often seen or heard from?
I would say 12% is murder mystery. If I had, I don't know. I would say it's much more the latter. Like, it's much more about this place and it's about John and it's about the people in John's life and the people I got to know down there and the things that are happening to them and just the surprises along the way.
There are these little threads of homosexuality in there. In this small rural town that surely isn't gay friendly. Am I way off base here?
No. No, you're a very astute listener.
Is that right?
That's you're a very astute listener. Yeah, part of the story goes there for sure. Like, we get to learn what it's like to be a not straight person in Bibb County, Alabama. How incredibly challenging it is and what it kind of does to you. Like, what it's like to try and have a love life there.